I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Yes, here he is. Live and in color, fat, fun, foodie. No, just food, wine, and fun for ears. Oh, that was rude. Welcome to the program. I hope you had a good day. A good day. Today's going to be a good day. I hope you had a good week. Took my Christmas tree to the recycling center at Andover this morning. Kind of chilly outside, but it's going to be nice. The clouds don't come till later today, so but a little bit chilly, so don't. You may not want to take down the Christmas lights today. I already got mine down. But now that I'm through rambling, let's talk about food and wine stuff. Did you eat and drink too much over the holidays? Yes, you did. Combine that with COVID. Holy goodness. I don't know. Every January, February, there's a lot of healthy eating cookbooks and things that come out, and I always try and pick one that that has some great pictures and some great information that no matter where you are and no matter how big or small, and if you like to eat pretty healthy food, and I use the word pretty as a description of colors and textures, this book is the answer. It's called The Nutritionist's Kitchen, obviously written by a nutritionist, my first guest, Carly Knowles. Before I introduce Carly further, let me tell you that Sean Miner, the proprietor, winemaker extraordinaire of Sean Miner Wines, is up in the second half, and he's also going to be joining us for the virtual tasting this evening of pretty much all of Sean Miner's wines. It's the biggest list I've ever done, and I'll tell you why later, but if you haven't had wines from Sean Miner, they're all available at Jacob Liquor Exchange, and the information is at goodlifeguy.com, including a downloadable tasting sheet of the wines that we're going to have tonight. And so those of you that are regulars and listen to the show and join me on Facebook Live, you know that normally I do 3 to 4 wines. This one's got 5, and then other people were having trouble finding some of the whites outside of Kansas, and they bought the Cabernet and Nicole's blend. I got those two. So it's 7 wines. It's a lot. But the most important part will be you'll learn a little bit about Sean Miner today, and then tonight you'll learn all about the wines, and that's going to be the really fun part. Now, back to nutrition. This book has the subtitle of Transform Your Diet and Discover the Healing Power of Whole Foods. Carly Knowles is she's got a lot of letters behind her name. She's a nutritionist extraordinaire. And I think the best thing to know is at her website, CarlyKnowles.com, she's an ambassador of culinary medicine. And I think that says a lot. When I read about her and looked at some of the things she's written, food is medicine. Some of us think of it differently. You know, you've heard that old story, I eat to live or I live to eat. Most people that live to eat are probably overweight. But this book has a lot of things that if you have issues in your health life, you probably ought to read. And Carly wrote, it's a killer book. I just love it. You'll learn more about Carly at goodlifeguide.com or directly at carlyknowles.com. Carly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Guy. Thanks for having me.
Well, happy Saturday. I hope your holidays were restful, peaceful, and as good as can be in the era of COVID.
Ain't that the truth? Yes, God. I think so.
I wish.
I hope you had a great time, too. Happy New Year.
Yeah, thanks. And, I wish you could come up with something we could eat that would make COVID go away. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, man. You imagine how much money I'd make,
Oh,
too?
Yeah. I'd be on your television show as a
you would.
as a happy participant. Carly, let's talk a little bit about you. You're a young gal that has done a lot. You went to school out in the Pacific Northwest, right near one of my favorite towns, Woodinville, and you got bit by healthy eating, and you were in Peru. I want to hear some of that story.
Yeah, I'd love to share it. So my background, I was a fine art major. I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I knew that I wanted to do some traveling after college. I worked. I decided to travel with a nonprofit here based out of Portland, and we were sent to Peru to teach health and hygiene to a community in a rural village in northern Peru. And my job was to get creative and use my art skills to help teach some of these topics in health. And that's what I thought I was going to do. And what ended up happening is much bigger than that. I ended up really getting to know this community really well and starting to get concerned actually with some health issues that were not only affecting the children in this village, the adults too, and then also us as volunteers. It was an extremely limited diet, and it got my wheels turning, and I started to get really curious and interested, and again, like I said, concerned about nutrition. I wanted to learn what was going on. Some of the community members were losing their vision. And with some research and some help from one of my colleagues, I learned that it was a vitamin A deficiency, and it causes irreversible blindness.
Wow.
And it just blew me away, and I had never fully understood the concept when someone said food is medicine. I didn't totally get that until it was right in front of me, and I saw it happening and to kids too, and that was just heartbreaking. So I totally switched gears in life, and I decided I needed to learn more about nutrition so that I could share this information with people. We all need to know this stuff's so important and so impactful in our lives. So that's how it all began.
And I it's just so interesting when I read about Peru, and I love that whole western coast of South America for a number of reasons. And it had to be so interesting. These people were suffering from the mere lack of vitamin A, and did they have access to foods that had vitamin A, and did you guide them that way?
It was very limited. They had very limited access to a variety of food in general, like a very limited diet. This was a very, very small town that was, had a lot of concerns, frankly. And we were there to do a series of health and hygiene education. We also were putting in, smokeless fires and grills, helping people get the smoke out of their home to reduce the health damages that come from that. So honestly, there was so much work that we all could do together as a community. By the time that I had to go, by the time that our time was done, I barely even was figuring out what was going on. So I knew that I needed to come back. I knew I needed to, learn more before I could really do anyone any service. And that took me years to get not only the credentials, but just the confidence to know what it is that I was really talking about. Because it's nutrition can be kind of complex, right?
Yeah.
So I know the community is being served still by that nonprofit, and I know there's some really incredible education going on in that community. So that feels better. But there's so much work to be done, and I also really I love food. So I want to make sure while we're talking about nutrition, we're enjoying the food that we eat. Because that's a really important piece of it, too.
It is. Before we talk about the book and the highlights of the book, MS is two of the letters, so you've got your Master's of Science degree. A registered dietitian, nutritionist, and I don't think I can remember what LD is.
I can't either, barely. LD is licensed dietitian, so every state has a licensing requirement. So I'm a licensed dietitian in both the state of Washington and Oregon, so I have LD in addition to that.
So it's a subset of or similar to RDN.
Exactly. RDN's the important one, I think.
Yeah. And then it says what it says, dietitian and doula.
Yeah, so that's a new thing. In the last year, I've become a certified postpartum doula. So I'm serving families, I'm serving mothers with newborns. And that's been a really incredible kind of specialty that I'm choosing to add on to my work as a dietitian. I find that feeding families, feeding moms after they give birth or bring home their new family member, it's a really unique time in someone's life. And I'm finding that as a newish mom myself, I have a 20-month-old and I'm about to have another baby in about 6 weeks here.
Whoa.
It's a really, you know, there's a lot that we need support on in this time of in our life. And so I think being there as a specialist in that area has been really rewarding. And I'm excited to see what else it brings me.
Very cool. And and if you can do it with food instead of pharmaceuticals, what a great
thing. Why not?
Yeah.
Right?
Let's take a quick break. You can stay with us. I know you're a little bit time crunched today, and I'll send you on your way. I'm plenty of time. But before we talk about the book, we need to take one quick break, and we'll be back. Yeah. It's Carly Knowles. She's more than a dietitian and a nutritionist. She put together a really cool book. The book is simply called The Nutritionist's Kitchen. And obviously, if you could get some of this into your kitchen, and you can by getting a copy of this book. We'll give away a copy, not during this break, but next break. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Food, wine, and fun. Healthy food, wine, and fun after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.